Day, it is all too fleeting. Back again, America Tonight. And, of course, at the top, we always kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Victoria Jones. Victoria, so fast that weekend went. But, hey, at least we had it, huh?
We had it. We can at least say it's in our memories.
That's true. It's in our memories. All right, speaking of being a memory, a bad memory, the new IRS chief apparently is already aiming and taking fire, so to speak, and has started to shake the boat at the IRS. Is that true?
Yes. Acting IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel is doing a couple of things. He's creating a new position at the agency, chief risk officer, to improve internal controls. And he's installed somebody called David Fisher in the role, who was the chief administrative officer and chief financial officer at the Government Accountability Office. And basically, he'll be responsible for making changes necessary for restoring the integrity of IRS operations. So that's a big job.
No kidding. And he's got to go before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, too. So that's coming up, what, next Monday, because everybody's still away, right?
Yes, exactly. And also, interestingly, I didn't know this, one of Daniel Werfel's first moves after officially taking the job last week was to ask for the resignation of Lois Lerner, the embattled head of the agency's tax-exempt division. And she refused to resign.
Yeah. Yeah,
she was put on administrative leave.
Yeah, paid administrative leave. Yeah, she wouldn't resign. That must have been an interesting conversation, let me tell you.
Can you imagine she wouldn't go? Hey, no, I won't go.
That's right, you're going to have to pry me out of this desk. I'm thinking of all these images. It's kind of crazy. All right, so as the IRS thing moves on, now there's this House Judiciary deal investigating Holder, and is that about the oath, lying under oath or something like that?
Yes, this is interesting. A House Judiciary is investigating whether he lied under oath during his 15th of May testimony on the Justice Department's surveillance of reporters. They're looking at a statement he made during the back and forth that he had with Representative Hank Johnson, a Democrat of Georgia. And it was all about whether the Department of Justice could prosecute reporters under the Espionage Act of 1917, which has become really quite an important act recently. And Holder said this on May the 15th. In regard to potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, this is not something I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be wise policy. Now, NBC News reported last week that Holder's the one who personally approved the search warrant that labeled Fox News chief Washington correspondent James Rosen a co-conspirator in this national security leaks case. And the thing is that Holder's testimony at this hearing came before Justice's actions against Rosen have become public. And so the timing here is very interesting.
Boy, no kidding. That is interesting timing. And speaking of timing, it was time for the president to go back and tour New Jersey. So there they were, reunited together again, Christie and Obama. And apparently he just took the spotlight off of all the crazy scandals of the last couple of weeks and focused on what was happening there. Was that a good trip for Obama? It seems like it.
It was a good trip for Obama, and it was a good visit for Chris Christie. This was a win-win for both guys, if only the weather had cooperated. But it didn't matter because the sun shone out of their eyes, you know, as they walked virtually hand in hand along the shore. I mean, it was quite unbelievable. This bromance is getting quite risque at this point, what with the game of touchdown fever football that the president lost, by the way, missing five times, attempting to throw a ball through a tire, and then Chris Christie threw one once one, won a teddy bear, and gave it to the president.
Oh, that was sweet. Yeah, I wonder if that's going to cost Christie, though, with all the hardcore Republicans who don't like that idea at all.
Well, this is his very delicate line that he has to walk. But I, you know, he's such a sort of, you know, I don't give a bleep what you think kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he can almost get away with it.
It's true. He is that guy. He's very Jersey. There's no question about it. All right, Victoria Jones, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to talk more about some of the things that we mentioned there with Victoria, obviously, Eric Holder, and whether or not he lied under oath. That's kind of interesting. I think that some of the other things that we'll flush out here in this first hour include lawyers for George Zimmerman, who aren't going to be permitted to mention pictures of drugs and guns that were found on Trayvon Martin's cell phone during the opening statements in the trial for murder next month. A judge ruled on that today. So a huge, huge blow to the defense. They were hoping that would happen, but the judge, Deborah Nelson, that's who it is in this case, had some ground rules for what's going to be a trial that will certainly blow up media-wise. People are already getting in line, because that's what's going to happen, for a ticket to get one of those seats. It starts on June 10th. I think there will be a few other things along the way, too. Remember, he's charged with second-degree murder, that's George Zimmerman, and has pleaded not guilty. Zimmerman's lawyer argued that the marijuana smoking of Martin and the history of fighting was central to proving that Zimmerman acted in self-defense, and that's what it was about. There is some possibilities, some things that could happen here. Zimmerman's lawyer, who's this guy named Mark O'Mara, says we have a lot of evidence that marijuana use has something to do with the event and could have affected his behavior. So even though it's not allowed in opening statements, there is still a possibility it could pop up somewhere in the trial. And Zimmerman's lawyers made public, which was interesting, the contents of his phone that had pictures of marijuana leaves, a .40 caliber handgun, a photo that showed him smoking pot. That's what it looked like. So I have a feeling this is going to be an interesting fight along the way. And can you believe it? It seems like it has been a long time coming. But here it is, June 10th, when this case starts to unfold. And like I said, people are already talking about waiting in line at the courthouse in Sanford, Florida, because this is what happens. They have X amount of tickets, which just sounds so crazy, doesn't it? It's like, oh, come to the circus. And they get in line sometimes, and probably in this case, overnight, so they have them. And then also there are people who end up trying to scalp it, of course, off the radar, and there will be a zillion live trucks there, and there will be all kinds of feeds and all that kind of stuff coming out of there to be sure. We're also going to talk about the fact that even though the president was in New Jersey, and I said this was a way for him to distance himself from the controversy, Daryl Issa especially is all about getting Obama. And now there's some subpoenas that he's issued, or had issued, rather. Whoops, that band, man, misbehaving. Some subpoenas that the Benghazi documents have to be turned over. So the State Department will see if they produce all those documents. I have a feeling it'll be boxes and boxes and boxes. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Two, three, ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo.
Coming up on America Tonight, sports shorts, who did what on the ice, and how about the Rutgers AD? Can't get enough of this story because the idiots at Rutgers now have, the school has been renamed Nutgers, and it so fits. How can the Scarlet Knights not have seen what was coming? But we'll get into that when we do shorts at the end of the hour. You know, I was thinking about this today, and this is something all of you can relate to. Passwords, passwords, passwords. How many passwords do you have? Think about it for a second. I want you to close your eyes, if you can, and think about how many different passwords you have to remember. Or do you keep the same one for everything you have? You know, if you're doing iTunes and you have an iPhone, if you... your computer, your Gmail, your Hotmail, your whatever mail you have. And I realized that I have 11 different passwords. 11 different passwords. And maybe it's good. Maybe it's mental gymnastics to try to stave off Alzheimer's, which sadly is on the rise. And then crosswords. Someone told me, okay, well, memorize those passwords and constantly have to run them through your head, but also do the crosswords, because that's another thing that's supposed to keep you a little bit sharp. Now there's something that I just read about. 11-digit passwords, they say, it might be the key to stopping the hackers, because hacking is at an all-time high. They're cracking more of the codes and getting into computers by the second. So what can you do to dramatically help the odds in your favor instead of the idiot hacker's favor. Well, there's a technology website that someone turned me onto, and they just did a story on, I want to say, on Newsmax, and it's called ArsTechna.com, and the AtlanticWire.com say that if you create passwords that are more than six characters long, that's best. So they're saying that the 11-digit password is the key, and that that's if you can do that, there's a much better chance in duping them. You know, all 7- and 8-character passwords are more secure from hackers, but not that much. That's another thing they say, that you can use those. So, but 11 is the best. Now, what the technique is called, it's called salting, where sites add random numbers to passwords so it makes it tougher to crack. But they're in talking and interviewing hackers, that's nice. They say it doesn't really work. It just slows them down, but it doesn't stop them. So there are words to be avoided. There are things that you should definitely do, and it's very, very tough at 11. If you can figure out a way, upper, lower, numbers, letters, all that kind of stuff, something that's not part of a pattern, something that's unusual. So, Matt, how many passwords do you think you have?
Man, I don't really know, to be honest with you, because, I mean, I keep adding to them. And so I would say some of them are variations of other ones, and I've started to reuse really old ones as well. But there is, I had a password to a certain account that I had for years, and then they kind of did something like this where you had to change your password from whatever it was, 6 digits to, you know, something like 10 or whatever it was. And I'd had that same password for so long that I kept forgetting what the new one was, and I had to keep getting a new one every time, but I finally figured it out. But I'd say I'd probably have between 10 and 15.
10 and 15, wow. Yeah, that's like me. Because and I'm sure you think about it, whatever it is that you might have, just applications, if you had Facebook or Twitter, or if you had Instagram, there's three right there, bank accounts, company things that you have to get into, certain passwords for all kinds of things, even credit card applications, meaning you have the credit card and then you have to go back in, or paying bills. Paying bills off of a site, whether it's like a city site or whatever, it seems like everything you do has to have a password. It's really brutal to remember all of them. It's very challenging. And see, the problem is the common sense things that you would remember, and even if you're panicked or you're stressed or whatever, you just have your mind goes blank. You can reach and you can find that, but that's what you're not supposed to do. Even Lieberman says here, don't do personal things, nothing personal. So birthdays, those kind of things, pets, kids, don't do that. Don't do the obvious, because if you do the obvious, that's what somebody will be able to find. And it is very, very, very challenging to do that and remember all that stuff. 11 digits makes sense to me. Anything to stop these hackers. I mean, it is so infuriating, isn't it? It's one thing to be hacked on financially and they try to drain your account or that kind of stuff happens. You call the bank and whatever. Then it's another thing when they just smash up your regular account and now all these people have gotten crazy notes. You can't get back onto it. It is a nightmare. It is. And it's always on one of those days where you have no time. I have no time to deal with you hacker. And you have to deal with it right then. Because you got to stop it. You got to stop the bleeding, re-rack, go to another site, all the different steps you have to take to get out of it. And now you're also getting emails from people saying that you've been hacked. You've been hacked, you've been hacked, you've been hacked. And that's bad for everybody all the way around. I can't tell you how many notes I've gotten from people, whether it's a Facebook, even Twitter, when they had their big attack, Gmail, saying, don't touch this. If you see this, don't click on it. Because they'll sometimes run through people's names and it'll say so-and-so tagged you in a photo. And they didn't tag you in a photo, but it's too late. You already clicked and you let them in and you had absolutely no idea that you were giving them access, unfortunately. You know, in our previous show, we were talking about the weather because more Oklahoma and the tornadoes, but hurricane season is now starting up, and it's supposed to be a bad hurricane season. There's a prediction that we might have a handful of possible storms that hit landfall that become hurricanes, the strength of which, you know, who knows, but a tropical storm already forming off the Pacific. So coastal places like Mexico, the southern parts of Mexico anyway, are being warned. The National Hurricane Center is saying it's Tropical Storm Barbara. It's still 145 miles or so off of the coast of Salina Cruz, Mexico. But it could gather some strength, and, you know, who knows. Bunch of rain for sure they'll get. They're predicting as much as, you know, 10 inches. Rain is one thing. Flood's one thing. Hurricane winds, that's another thing. You know, between hurricanes and tornadoes, we are all very weary of wind. Just last week in Texas, we had some bad, severe rain and high winds. Didn't turn into a tornado because we didn't have the hot temperatures mixed with the cold. But enough that some people had trees that fell down. There was some downed power lines. And it's just like what's happened in Michigan with some tornado stuff. The National Weather Service is saying there were funnel clouds that were sighted, and a tornado actually made land. That's freaky. Somebody calls up, I see the clouds, I see it forming. That happened at Goodrich High School, which is just kind of south of Flint, if my geography is correct on that. No injuries, that's the good news. But the high winds leveled some homes. The winds were just that strong and knocked them down, and, you know, power lines went down, and there's lots and lots of damage. So even if it doesn't really turn into a tornado and doesn't turn into a hurricane, still the crazy impact of winds that are really packing a punch, followed by rain or before the rain, during it, it seems to be on the rise to me. It really does. It's interesting because we talked at the top about Obama touring, the president touring New Jersey with his new BFF, Chris Christie, and there it was all happy. Oh, here we are. We're rebuilding and we're coming back stronger than ever. And it does make you wonder about possible repeat performances and how really those houses close to the water need to be on stilts, need to be higher up, like you see even in a Malibu for a different reason, like you see in New Orleans for a hurricane potential. I think that Superstorm Sandy was just a warning. Hang with us. More out of D.C. on the flip side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Oh my God.
Man, that was that little piece of tape that you just heard there, folks, was a cargo freight train that smashed into a trash truck and derailed in a Baltimore suburb. And it was such an explosion, it rattled houses, they say, about a half mile away. And there was just this massive plume of smoke that shot up into the air that people could see all over the place. But there was witnesses everywhere. It's lucky, very lucky, that there weren't people just killed in this one. This is the third derailment in just 1 month. Third derailment. At least one car carrying hazardous materials went off the tracks. And this happened in Rosedale at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the suburb of Baltimore. So, of course, right away, hazmat. You got the guys with the clothes on and the big giant hoods that are flying around and trying to look at the toxicity level of what's fallen out of that car. And they're saying that no inhalants were released, so they didn't evacuate anything. So then all of a sudden it gets darker because, remember, this is 2 in the afternoon. The team leaves. There's no more danger from the chemical stuff. The truck driver was in serious condition, but no workers on the train were hurt, none of that. So it was CSX was the train, so they weren't hurt. but that they could smell the smoke, see all of that, and it is so lucky that there weren't other people that were close by enough that this could have hurt them. It shook houses, threw some things around. Absolutely. They say even the face of one of the warehouses near the train track just blew right off. But still, luckily, nobody was slapped with that. And so what caused this? You know, the Amtrak wasn't affected in the Northeast, the corridor where it's really, really busy. But it was really scary enough to when they saw the things that were happening afterwards, people described it as they could feel the heat. You know, they could feel the heat if they were close enough. So there was some panic that happened. Buildings empty that were close by. Because, you know, now we hear that kind of stuff, and what are we thinking? I hate to say it. You hear an explosion, you see some plume of smoke, you're thinking terrorism, which is, in one way, ridiculous, because it could be so many things, but that's, now we're sort of sensitized, I guess, in a different way, to thinking that's what it is. Derailments have done massive damage in Baltimore. They've had lots of problems with this, because they've got tons of train tracks there. Remember there was the derailment and the chemical fire that they had in a tunnel? They had rail cars that burned for 5 days back in 2001. They had ripped apart parts of downtown that had to be closed because of how bad it was. 12 years ago, it was awful. I mean, it was awful what happened there. So now they're investigating this. What are the circumstances? Was simply this trash truck in the way, and then it barrels into it. You have this freight train with hazardous materials, and boom, there you go. It's I'll tell you, it's scary. I think about the train tracks in my neighborhood. There's a train track that runs all through my neighborhood. I can hear the trains, but I grew up hearing trains, so it doesn't bother me. Some people can't sleep through that. But there's massive cars that go through. And derailments are scary. So what's happening there? Remember this just a couple of weeks ago, Bridgeport, Connecticut. There were how many people were injured by that derailment there? I want to say there was like up to 70, something like that. It was a commuter train that went off the tracks. And remember, it was from New York City, and it derailed during evening rush hour, came to a stop. 20 seconds later, it was hit by a westbound train. Yeah, there's been some crazy, crazy things lately with railroads and, you know, with trains and railroad tracks and whatnot. Something in the way, something happens, and it can be disastrous, especially the chemical cargo that's being carried. And, yeah, you get the hazmat people out right away, but, I mean, come on, everything's shaken. It's like rock and roll, what's going on. And, you know, why don't people watch? Why don't people pay attention? That is a crazy thing that I don't get. Unless you're trying to commit suicide, and that's what people, you know, drive on the tracks and stop the car, and it's intentional suicide. But why play chicken? That's another thing that happens, playing chicken with the trains. Or even getting, not even a chicken thing, why are you taking a risk of running it? Or gunning it over. I've seen that. I've seen that right before my very eyes. I'm just saying. So, if you live in a neighborhood like mine, and there's tons of you out there, be very careful with this kind of stuff. And, you know, you can't do anything about a derailment if it's close to you, and then you know, trains go flying off the track. What are you going to do there? But you certainly can prevent trying to smash or beat a gate or whatever, and putting yourself in that position where then the train slams on the brakes, tries to stop, and they smash into your car or whatever it is, and it creates all kinds of chaos, especially if it's a passenger train. So that is just outside of Washington. I think there is going to be the summer of investigations in Washington, D.C., because you have the State Department, the subpoenas that Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, rather, has gotten for the Benghazi documents, so they're demanding more information on that, so that's not going to go away. Then you have this House panel that we talked about at the top that's reviewing whether Eric Holder misled any of the congresspeople on reporter records on that AP thing on grabbing the reporter records. So, because, oh, no, it's a state secret. We need to know who the leak was because you're endangering the American people. And last but not least, the whole IRS thing, that's going nowhere. That hasn't died down. And if anything, it's going to get bigger when the people that represent us come back to Washington next Monday. It's absolutely going to explode in a lot of different directions. And Holder, the criticism to get rid of him has been around for a long time. I've said this. Of all the people you could have as your attorney general, if I were the right-hand man of this president, I would have advised him a long time ago to dump Holder. He's like the caboose that is just unhinged and is ready to topple, because we just talked about trains, topple the whole thing over, all the cars. But somehow he just keeps hanging on. And Obama loves him. Obama says he protects him, says he's got the full vote of confidence. You have Fast and Furious. You have the problems with the CIA, the Gitmo shenanigans. Now you add to it the AP phone records. And then there's a slew of other things I would stick in the middle of it. So despite the fact that he's being criticized now, not just by right-wing conservative media, he's being criticized by what you could dub liberal media. I don't know. He may be, wonder if he may feel the pressure to resign, or does he stick it all the way out through this next term? He definitely has the vote of confidence from the president, so he could stick it out. But what a liability to me he was, especially in the first term. Now that he's in the second term, it's different, because now it's just about what's your legacy and staying out of the middle of it and trying to, when you are not going to run for anything again, you have to play to your audience. And that's what Obama's doing. He's going back and all the campaign promises he made the first time around, he'll try to do what he can to get them through. So, you know, the subpoena of the reporter's phone records and the editors, I think that pushed everyone over the top. So Eric Holder is losing friends. In fact, he's got lots of frenemies, I would say, now. He would be the number one big target in Washington. Number one big target at this point, don't you think? If you're the president and you got somebody has to be pink slipped, who is the guy? Should have been pink slipped before, but it's Eric Holder. And you could talk about other people that are also not pulling their weight in their cabinet positions, but I would say Holder gets my vote as the top guy for things that have been bungled, changes in some of the policies that were set, and then suddenly turned around. And for some reason, it always comes up in his favor on the river card. You know poker, right? So if you play Texas Hold'em, it's that last card. It's like he's right there. Oh, this is it. Boom. The last card turns over, and it's blank in his favor. That's what happens, no matter what. But maybe his luck runs out if he starts to get criticized by the Huffington Post of the world and the leaning left media. So if there's a big outcry from that side, yeah, then it's a little tougher, because there's not that security blanket anymore. So mainstream media starts to go after him. I mean, this could be the last strike for him, and I think that was it, because now you messed with the media by abandoning the whole idea of the First Amendment, going through phone records, family phone records, home and work and everything else that entailed, in looking for the leak of what they were saying was information that was classified, could be the thing that finally takes Eric Holder down. Coming up, Los Angeles Kings rule not so when it came to a huge meeting between the Heat and the Pacers. LeBron James, the best basketball player in all the land, did he come through or not? We'll find out. And to flop or not, to lie again and again, at what price? All those questions and so much more. We're going to pick them off on the flip side. We'll be right back.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
I heat up. I can't cool down.
Sports shorts. There were some big things that happened in the NBA and on the ice. And also because we have a grab bag and we have people that chat and people that shoot us a lot of different emails and tweet us and all that other kind of stuff. Got a big important question. How long does it take to go through one of the rawhide bones for the mascot of America tonight? That wouldn't be Matt. Even if he's desperate, he doesn't eat rawhide bones. Neither do I. That would be Mahalo, my golden retriever. It takes him not a day or two. He keeps the bones. He is a bone collector. So he'll bury them, dig them back up. He likes to hang on to them. They're like little presents for him. So the answer to that big important question is it takes him 6 months, sometimes to a year. Just a little personal factoid I thought I'd drop on all of you. Anybody with a dog, you know what I'm talking about. They have personalities just like people, and sometimes they'll just inhale them, and other times it's like a precious piece of gold or a favorite little toy, I guess. David in the UK, you have the floor. Hello, David.
Hello, Kate. Can you hear me all right?
I gotcha.
Thank you, Kate. I want to talk tonight about something that has really been bothering for some time now. There's been an ever-increasing backlog of wounded soldiers coming back and having to wait in a very increasingly long line to get their claims processed so they can get help from the VA. It's not as if the VA doesn't have good service. It's not as if the VA is short of money. But the problem is, to begin with, there's two computer systems. One in the Pentagon called ALTA, one in the Veterans Administration called VISTA, and in between there's a whole gigantic warehouse full of paper records that contain the medical records of these people who are trying to get justice. The latest proposal is finally they're going to scrap the old system and come up with a new one at some zillions of bucks, which is a good idea, but even at the best estimates, and we know how computer systems go, it's going to be at least 10 or 12 years before it finally catches up with the backlog of just short of a million claims now that are being waited to be processed. Some of them can take up to 3 years to get done. And while I was watching this all happen, I'm thinking, why don't they just hire more people? You know, I mean, I know it's not a computer answer, certainly not a digital answer, and I'm thinking, why not? And then I found out that somebody actually beat me to the punch. Senator Bernie Sanders introduced a bill on May 9th that calls for, well, it's called the, it's a really catchy title. It's called the Claims Processing Improvement Act of 2013. Really runs off your tongue. But what it includes is lots of things like, and one of them is, this key point is, not only to replace the ones that they've already lost, 6 or 7% of adjudicators, he wants to hire returning veterans to be trained as adjudicators to help process the backlog of claims for other veterans. That's only one point of it. There's lots of other things to speed up this process until we can finally get this wonderful new computer system actually talking to each other. And in the meantime, I think what he really needs is a whole lot of public support for this bill. So far, very few people know about it, and I think it's something that crosses all kinds of party lines and politics. That's got nothing to do with this. This is about really honoring our veterans instead of just, talking the talk. It's about time we walk the walk, and it's about time we stop fooling around and get these claims processed. It's called S-928 of the Senate. And I feel like I should really continue the talk.
Okay, no. Listen, David, let me pick up the slack for you there. We did talk about this once on the show, and I want to get Senator Sanders on. He's really tough to get on the air, but we have the ability to reach out to him earlier in the day, and I will really press for that because I think you're absolutely right. I've seen it I've seen it in my own family. I've seen that backlog affect my husband's family, and it's ridiculous. You're absolutely 100% right. We just went through Memorial Day, and how is it? You know that we say this all the time on the show. How is it that, you know, we say, woo, yes, our veterans, we honor you, we thank you for your service, and then that's it. It's like lip service, but then they don't get checks in time, their marriages are blowing apart, they have post-traumatic stress, and for a while that was ignored, and then they can't get the help they need because of a backlog of paperwork nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Okay, we have lost more veterans now from that war than we did in the war. We've lost them to suicides because of the effects of the war, and it's outrageous that we're still have this gigantic backlog of paperwork. It's sitting, I mean, mine was burned up in the same warehouse about 30 years ago, and now we have the same warehouse so filled with paperwork that they're having to put floor jacks underneath the floor to keep it from collapsing the whole building. And all it needs is more people processing more claims. And we got all these veterans coming home looking for jobs. Why not turn them into adjudicators?
Yep. So well said. Bravo, David. We'll be all over that. I'll push harder and harder to get him. And we'll try to start something on Twitter to make people more aware of it. You know, I'm the one who says that all the time when we look at certain things that infuriate us about bills that we don't see, there's not legislation for something, or bills that get stuck in the system or get thrown on the floor or whatever it might be. And here we have the money. to ramp up Obamacare by hiring 4,000 more IRS agents to go after people who can't afford health insurance, so they're not going to get health insurance, but they're going to get a $2,000 fine if they can uncover them. So I'm right there with you. Thanks for calling. That just lights another fire under the show, and we'll really, really push for that. All right, I promised a little short here, so it is a wild left swing I'm going to make, but I was teasing about what happened with the Kings, so I want to give you the payoff there in this hour. The Kings did take Game 7 from the Sharks. Wow, 2-1 was the final score. Goaltending was part of that. Matt Johnson was watching it, as was I. He is a Kings fan. It's huge. They hung on after losing that Game 6, so it's big. They go to the, you know, they go to the Western Conference Finals now for the second consecutive season. And how big was this game for the Kings? There was a lot of pressure here. You know, the crowd was crazy, but Matt, there was a ton of pressure, I think, on the Kings to be able to close the door after they gave up that Game 6, even though the home ice advantage was working for them, don't you think?
Yeah, the home team won every game in this series. So
crazy.
And my money was on the Kings. I fell in love with them because of Dustin Brown during the Olympics a couple of years ago, because he's just an outstanding player. And then, you know, working nights here, I see a lot of West Coast hockey games, so it's only natural, especially since my Wild can't seem to make the playoffs, and when they do, they can't get out of the first round. So Wild still are my favorite team, but you got to have a backup sometimes. But, yeah.
You got to have a backup, that's right. And you know what, and you know this because you watched it. Justin Williams scored the two goals.
Almost had a hat trick, too.
Yeah, I love the hat trick. People really, just so you know, people who don't know anything about hockey, people really throw all the hats on the ice. It's so cool. And Jonathan Quick, the goaltender.
He was outstanding.
I come from a goaltending family. My uncle says that he told me to watch him a long time ago and says that he's really aggressive. He gets out and around the net. He loves that. He made 25 big saves, including a really tough one at the end.
The Olympics coming up this year, our squad is going to be ridiculously good, and I think Quick will be the starting goaltender because last Olympics, they put together a squad that wasn't supposed to compete. It was just supposed to get all the young guys experience. They ended up almost getting the gold medal against Canada, and the expectations will be raised this year. But get to your basketball that you love so much.
There you go. So there's, yeah, thank you. So there's a good nugget for Matt. He tells you when all of you, you don't care about sports, some of you, until you get to the Olympics, when you watch Team USA, look for Jonathan Quick, and you'll remember that we said that Matt talked about him and the Kings and how good of a goaltender he is. So he could be the guy, and that could be the difference maker. All right, the Pacers, for all you fans in the Midwest, come back and shut down the machine known as the Heat, because who's the best player in the NBA? Who's the most known name? LeBron James. But they came back in a very, very big way. 99-92 was the final score in this one. I think part of the reason they won this game, from what I could see, is at times the Pacers were able to control the pace and slow it down, and that made such a big difference. Ta-da! Now you're informed. A couple of nuggets there on sports.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.